This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People in the Biden administration feel they have work to do with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, created after the 2008 financial mess to keep regular people from getting swindled by the financial industry. Its power has been reined in during the Trump administration, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The CFPB roared out of the gate in 2011 and had a tremendous impact, says Ashley Harrington at the Center for Responsible Lending.
We saw $12 billion return to 30 million harmed consumers.
The agency cracked down on payday and auto lending, credit card fraud by banks, mortgage discrimination. And a lot of Republicans hated it. Here's then-South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney speaking to Credit Union Times in 2014.
It has no accountability to anybody. It turns up being a joke, and that's what the CFPB really has been in a sick, sad kind of way.
After President Trump took office, he put Mulvaney in charge of the CFPB. Enforcement plummeted. Rules on payday lending and debt collection were relaxed. Lauren Saunders at the National Consumer Law Center says the CFPB's first priority under Biden will be to begin protecting consumers again, starting with those suffering financial hardships in the pandemic.
A lot of people don't have health insurance. We need to make sure that people, aren't pushed into poverty because they can't pay their medical bills.
Next up, she says, emergency rules to keep people who are struggling with job and income loss in their homes with the heat on and food on the table.
To prevent a foreclosure crisis, to prevent the mistakes of the last crisis where Black and brown communities were stripped of wealth. We also need to protect people from aggressive forms of debt collection like bank account garnishments and wage garnishments.
Ashley Harrington of the Center for Responsible Lending expects the new administration to push hard for racial equity in lending and government programs, and she expects the CFPB to investigate how the Trump administration doled out billions under the Paycheck Protection Program.
It was structured in such a way to make it very hard for business owners of color to get access to this major relief program.
Consumer Advocates' to-do list also includes tightening rules on payday loans, bank fees, and credit report errors. They also hope the CFPB will reverse course from the Trump administration and get back into the business of policing student loans. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.